That's WJCW, WGOC Sports. I'm Bobby Ryder.
AM 910, WJCW, Tri-Cities Talk Radio. It's now time for Dr. Dean Baird from Mountain Empire Animal Hospital and his pet Puri.
Ruff, ruff, ruff. Good morning to you. Welcome in on this Monday morning to Pet Puri, brought to you by Dr. Dean Baird and his staff at Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning to you, Dr. Dean. How are you this morning?
All right, Carl.
Got to get up on that mic there, Dean.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd think I'd done this before.
But sounded like you were in there with Don Hellman doing nefarious things, so I wanted to check
well,
and see.
Don and I get together, it could be dangerous, so I understand.
It could be. So
the point
anyway,
I was going to make was that
all right,
I was
talk to us.
Last Monday when I could barely speak, and you all kind of scotched for me.
Yep.
Be glad to.
So, Not to say that you can't do that again, because sometimes it's nice to hear what y'all have to say, you know?
Yeah. Well, you're the doctor, so what you got for us?
Well, what I was going to talk about, actually, a couple weeks ago, and I think we got off on something else, and then last week I could barely speak, was protein-losing diseases.
Hmm.
I'm going to have to do some explaining on this.
Please do.
Yeah,
okay,
please
now,
y'all know what protein, most everybody knows what protein is. It's one of the large nutrient groups that is important for function. Okay, well, in the body, protein is metabolized, and then there are two forms of protein that are important to be used by the body for specific reasons.
Okay.
And if we do a blood panel on a patient, those two protein groups are evaluated, and so is the total protein. So the two protein groups are globulin, G-L-O-B-U-L-I-N, and albumin, A-L-B-U-M-I-N. Albumin, you know, is also the name for the white part of an egg.
Ooh.
Right.
which is, by interestingly enough, the portion of the egg that contains the protein, and by the way, eggs are one of the best sources of high quality protein because of that.
Yeah, and it costs that way nowadays.
Well, yeah, you're paying by the pound now, aren't you? Or by the egg, anyway.
Yeah.
But it was that way before they were expensive.
Oh, okay.
So, if you get a disease, or if you get vaccinated for a disease, your body produces substances called immunoglobulins. And they are made out of the globulin protein portion that I'm talking about.
Right.
And you'll hear them abbreviated based on their class, such as immunoglobulin M is IgM. Immunoglobulin A is IgA. IgM, IgA, IgG. Y'all probably heard those things. And that's what they are. And they're really important for immunity, because immunoglobulins are what keep you from getting a disease. If you have received a vaccine, and if your body produces an immune response, two ifs there, or if you are vaccinated and get an immune response. And that's not really the group of proteins I want to talk about. I want to talk about the other group, which is albumin.
Okay.
I'm just doing that to explain it.
Got it.
Albumin is the protein type in the body that is responsible for maintaining normal fluid balance in blood vessels. And what I mean by that is that if the albumin level is too low, then fluid leaves the blood vessels because of osmotic pressure, meaning you've got to have a certain amount of albumin in the blood to hold particles of fluid in the blood vessel to keep it from leaking out.
Hmm. Okay.
You both of y'all know what edema is?
Yeah, swelling of the... Yeah.
It's swelling.
Yeah, I went to school with a girl named Edema.
It's swelling.
different edema, I guess.
I think that's edema. She was maybe worked for Marie LeBeau. Right?
Yeah.
That one you said. Anyway, edema is swelling, but it's a particular type of swelling. Edema is swelling that occurs because there's fluid in the portion of the tissue that we call the interstitial space. And I'm going to need to define that.
Okay.
It's not just under the skin, because if you had fluid under the skin only, then you just got a pocket of fluid.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Edema is actually in the cells that are between the skin and the blood vessels and everything else. So that edema is there because fluid is leaking out of the blood vessels for some reason. So what are the reasons? Well, a reason that is most people are familiar with is if you twist your ankle and sprain it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or any other joint and you get inflammation. You can take your finger and stick it in the area where the skin's swollen and it'll leave a pit. Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because you're compressing the fluid that's in the interstitial space until it fills back out again.
Okay.
So that's a easily recognizable situation where people can get edema. Edema, though, can also occur because of low albumin, because the fluid is not staying in the blood vessels the way it's supposed to because of osmotic pressure, because there's not enough particles with large enough size to keep the fluid in the blood vessel. Now, it doesn't mean blood leaks out. We're not talking about blood. We're just talking about essentially water, really, leaking out of the blood vessel. The red blood cells will stay.
Okay,
so now this is, I know this is not real simple stuff, but are y'all with me so far? Because if you're with
so
me,
far,
the rest
yeah.
of them will be with me.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I'm just wondering how this affects my little kitty cat or dog.
You're wondering where I'm headed with this, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm sure you are by now. Here's where I'm headed. Albumin levels that are low in the body, at least in pets, are usually low because of one of three reasons. Albumin is a protein, I said, and it's made in the liver. So if there's liver disease and albumin's not being made, that can be the problem.
Ah, yeah.
Albumin can be lost with kidney disease, and usually you're going to have an animal that's got protein, increased amounts of protein in the urine because that's where it's going rather than staying in the body. You know, the kidney's responsible for getting rid of stuff that's not supposed to be there.
Right.
Well, one of those things is not protein. The protein is supposed to stay in there. And, you know, kidneys filter out the entire blood volume in the body to get rid of toxic things such as urea and creatinine and phosphorus and other nasty stuff that we evaluate on blood panels. But the protein it's supposed to keep because protein has a function.
Okay.
And if there's damage to the filtering apparatus inside of the kidney, protein will actually leak out of the kidney and go into the urine. And that's not good because that means you got a problem with the kidney. It does not necessarily mean you're going to get kidney failure, but it could. And it also is one of the reasons that that problem Alec was getting at a minute ago to tell me why this matters for my cat could be there, because if you have a disease called glomerulonephritis, which is a big long word that means inflammation of the glomerulus in the kidney, they can lose protein. The third of the three most common reasons is that there is loss of protein through the intestine, meaning the intestine is not absorbing protein. So let's harken back to just a few weeks ago when we were talking about diseases of the colon. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
We talked about colitis in dogs. We talked about constipation in cats. We never did really talk about small intestinal disease. We talked about large intestinal disease, which is a colon. But now we are kind of, there's a lot of small intestinal diseases, and I'm just only going to kind of narrow it on to one group of things, and that is a group of diseases where there's protein being lost in the intestine. And then the question becomes, okay, is there a problem there because the intestine is not absorbing the nutrient, absorbing the protein from the body the way it should? Because remember, when we talked about production of fecal material, I said that food is ingested, goes to the stomach, goes to the small intestine where it's really watery. Remember we talked about that? Because it has to go into the colon and have the water reabsorb, or else you'd have diarrhea all the time.
Right.
Well, when it's in the non-solid form or fluid-like form in the intestine, it's a whole lot easier for the body to absorb nutrients out of that because it's moist, not solid, and that's the process that's going on.
Okay.
So, yeah, that can happen. But the other thing that can happen actually is that the body stays with diarrhea all the time and the protein is just washed out and it's never really picked up by the intestine the way it's supposed to be. So as a result, your liver may be making enough albumin. The kidney may not be doing anything to cause you to lose albumin, but it's being lost in the intestine. And when the albumin level gets really low, actually, now I'm going to talk about what can happen. Either these three things or anything else that causes low albumin level. And by the way, another cause that we don't see very much, but they see in human medicine, is protein loss from burns because it's lost through the skin because of if you get a large area of burning or a deeper burn, second, third degree burns, you can lose a lot of protein.
Yeah, okay.
But fortunately, we don't see that very often.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of which of the three things causes it, if the albumin level gets low, you could see edema, but what we tend to see, Alec, we're back to your thing, is that the patient, if the protein level gets really low, begins to develop fluid in the abdomen. Because where the fluid tends to be leaked more than anywhere else is in from blood vessels in the abdomen, and even sometimes blood vessels in the thoracic cavity. And then, of course, edema too, peripheral edema like we talked about. And we got big problems because... You've got to figure out a way to understand, first of all, why this patient has such a low albumin level. And second of all, what are you going to do about it to try to reverse what you're seeing physically because you're getting fluid accumulation and you're and usually if it's an intestinal thing, you're getting a thin dog because they're losing weight because they're not absorbing not only protein, but a lot of other things as well. Or they got really severe liver disease, which can be difficult to deal with, or they've got kidney disease and you're trying to figure out where to go with that. So as you can see, the potential trifecta here is not good, not good, and not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Wow.
Okay.
So how do you then, as a veterinary professional, once the diagnosis is made, what do we do after that?
Well, it's going to depend on which diagnosis you've got. Where are we on time?
We're about ready to wrap up, actually.
What we need to do is make this more than one program and talk about this a little bit more individually, I think.
Yeah, because this sounds extremely important.
Yeah, as complicated as this is, it'd be better to stretch it out and go slowly, which I'm not good at, but I'm working on it.
We'll help you put on the brakes here.
Yeah, once I found the microphone, it wasn't so bad for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, okay.
That's part one, yeah.
Yeah, we forget these things so quickly.
Get Dr. Barrett in here and reinvent the wheel with him every Monday. Well, we got him wanting to talk. If he can just find the microphone, maybe we can get something out of it.
There you go.
Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, 4340 North Rhone Street in Boones Creek. Tell us, you're open 6 days a week. What's the phone number, Doc?
282-3771.
Very good. Give Doc a call. He and his staff will be glad to hear from you. That's it. That's Thinking Out Loud with Dr. Dean Baird on his Pet Pourri show. We'll do it again next Monday. Dr. Dean, take care, and we'll talk to you next week.